Crop and animal stress yesterday across the Midwest couldn't have been more intense than it was, simply because of the fact temperatures were so far above average and over 100 degrees in a broad region extending from Kansas and Oklahoma, even parts of Texas, through the lower Mississippi River Basin, including Missouri and southern Illinois, over to Indiana and parts of Ohio. And these temperatures weren't just slightly over 100, they were dramatically over 100, at least for those areas. Temperatures of 109 degrees occurred in eastern portions of Missouri near the St. Louis area, and we saw the same thing occurring in Searcy, Arkansas, and 108 degrees was the maximum temperature reported in Indiana. The temperatures were just quite oppressive across the region. And on top of all the dryness out there, crops are really taking it on the chin now, and we are going to have some kind of significant relief right away in order to stop an acceleration in the declining crop production potential. The environment is certainly going to twist a little bit here as over the next two or three days, with a little less heat expected across the region and an opportunity for scattered showers and thunderstorms. A lot of the precipitation, though, will really not be great enough to counter evaporation or change soil conditions in a dramatic way, but the precipitation might help the pollination process, at least to helping to provide an environment that is more favorable for successful pollination. If that does occur, then of course we've got a new problem on our hands, and that is to see to it that we have enough moisture around to support kernel development and to allow for the corn kernels to develop as they should. If we continue hot and dry, the next thing that's going to happen is that even with fertilization, we're probably going to have some kernel abortions take place, and that we'll end up with lower production anyway. So the stress is certainly significant across the lower Midwest, and the potential for losses has never been higher than this so far this year. Then the upper portions of the Midwest, certainly the weather is not nearly as harsh. We did see temperatures over 90 degrees, though, from portions of Nebraska over to Michigan, and temperatures were in the 80s in the upper Midwest, where the conditions are probably best for crops right now, with good soil moisture present and some timely rainfall still expected to occur periodically as we move forward through the coming week. And the overall big picture for the forecast in the Midwest is one of potential change, but not necessarily in a dramatic way. That potential change is just nothing more than a little bit less heat possible and some scattering of showers and thunderstorms. We do have one more ridge of high pressure to deal with. It's going to build up in the plains probably next week, and we'll likely see a new round of very hot temperatures occurring in hard red wheat country, extending across the central and we'll just call it the middle two-thirds of the plains. Temperatures again 100 to 115 degrees probably next week in some of the high plains region. In the meantime, the eastern Midwest will see temperatures mostly in the 80s and 90s, and we'll likely see the heat becoming more and more confined to the plains over time. Now, the parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin or the Delta into the southeastern states will see a daily occurrence of 100 to 105, actually as warm as 108 degree temperatures perhaps as we go forward through the weekend. And then finally, a little bit of relief may occur in that area of the country as we move into the middle part of next week. But in the longer-range outlook, it looks like the ridge of high pressure may shift westward, and if that happens in the second week of the two-week outlook, we'll have a little bit of a cooler bias in the eastern Midwest and an opportunity for a few more showers and thunderstorms. By no means are we through with dealing with the dryness across the region, and crop moisture stress will continue to be a concern for the production potentials. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.